This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Birding is more than just looking to the sky or watching birds at a backyard feeder. The popular American pastime emphasizes conservation of wetlands and wildlife areas that attract and shelter birds. In the first state, known as one of the best places in the country to birdwatch, the Delaware Ornithological Society holds its annual Delaware Birdathon fundraiser from May 4th through 12th to support habitat preservation and conservation. And this week, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon sits down with Delaware Ornithological Society President Michael Moore to discuss this year's Birdathon event and birding in Delaware.
So spring migration is underway, and as we move further into spring, the birding in this region is only going to get that much better. But Mike, when I say birding, what exactly defines it? What defines birding?
Well, I think there are two things that define birding. I think a lot of people appreciate birds, appreciate their color, and like to watch them. But if you're going to call yourself a birder and you're going to say, I'm going out birding, the most important thing is you want to put a name on every bird. You don't want to just say, oh, there was a pretty bird, or there was an owl, or there was a heron. You want to know exactly what species you're looking at. We call that bird identification. And I think that's the most important part. I think the second part is that most people who go birding or call themselves a birder keep records of some kind about what they see, whether it's just a simple list of all the birds they've seen, we call that a life list, or whether they keep more detailed notes. And there is a website run by Cornell University called eBird that allows you to keep your records on the computer and share them with everybody else and actually contribute to citizen science that way.
Yeah, Cornell specifically, they do a lot of wonderful work. And the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, they do a lot of wonderful work, obviously in this area. But, you know, Mike, I've never gone birding or bird watching. I've known people to. For us novices out there who have only ever watched birds essentially from our back porch, can you walk us through exactly what like birding, like, or like a typical birding experience looks like? You know, I'm sure what comes to mind for a lot of people is, you know, being in the forest with a field guide and binoculars, or any of the amount of, you know, movies they've seen and what those characters are doing. But, you know, what does birding and even, you know, like supplies you'd have on you, like what does that look like in this context?
Well, the great thing about birding is you can do it at many different intensities and many different levels. You know, watching birds from your porch in your backyard is still birding, and a lot of people do that. But what you're really talking about is going out and seeking birds. And so the idea is, you know, a place you want to go, and exactly as you describe, you go there with your binoculars and maybe with a spotting scope if there are some distant birds there. And you walk around or drive around, and you try to spot as many birds as you can, and then you try to get good looks at them so that you can identify them and record what species that you've actually seen. So that's pretty much what it boils down to. And sometimes you're looking for birds that that you're trying to find. Other times you're looking for birds that other people have reported. And that's particularly true when there's a really rare bird shows up. A lot of birders will flock to that area and try to refine that rarity.
Well, Delaware is pretty well known as one of the better states and general areas in the country to bird watch. Even arguably the best birding film out there, The Big Year, has some nice first state connections that I was reading about. But you know, why is Delaware a great state to bird watch? And you know, what are some of those best, you know, spots to bird watch here?
Well, the main reason for our reputation is Bombay Hook National Wildlife Refuge. I mean, that is one of the best spots in the country, if not the world, to see birds. And it's really nice because you can drive around Bombay Hook. Everything is right there. You can see most of it from your car. It's a really easy place to bird watch. So that's a big deal. Any state along the East Coast is going to be important because a lot of birds migrate along the coast. And especially in fall, what a lot of birds do is they migrate towards the coast and they go, oh, wait a minute, there's an ocean here. I better turn right and go south. And so birds tend to concentrate along the Atlantic coast. And Cape May, New Jersey is probably the most famous birding area on the coast just across the bay from us. And that's what happens there is thousands of birds accumulate there trying to get up the courage to cross the Delaware Bay into Delaware. And so we see a lot of those birds arriving in Delaware, although many of them just fly over us and wave. But it's the combination, I think, of the location and the availability of a lot of good natural areas, with Bombay Hook being sort of the crown jewel. I mean, Cape Henlopen is a very nice place to look for birds in the spring. White Clay Creek State Park and the other state parks are good areas. In some ways, we don't have as much habitat variety as certainly Pennsylvania or Maryland or New Jersey. We don't have high elevation, so there's some things that we lack, but we're right in that migratory coastal pathway, which can make it very exciting.
Well, what about the birds then themselves? What kinds of birds are we talking about here, or species of birds? What do we usually see here in Delaware?
Well, I think 450 species have been seen in Delaware, roughly. So pretty much everything. Certainly known for shorebirds. Again, Bombay Hook is just a mecca for lots of different shorebirds, including sandpipers, plovers, herons, egrets. A few years ago, there were even some roseate spoonbills there, which attracted large crowds. So there's a great variety of birds that you can find in Delaware. Again, some of the really high altitude species don't breed here, but many of them migrate through here. So you can see a lot of different things. But I would say the shorebirds, the water birds, the coastal birds are what we're sort of people come here to see.
So you just mentioned migrate through here, and as I said at the start of this, spring migration is indeed underway. Is there anything specific to this time of year and with spring migration going on that people should be on the lookout for in terms of birds or
Well, the
bird
big
happening?
star of spring migration are warblers, because we have the wood warblers, the New World warblers are some just incredibly beautiful birds, things like Blackburnian warbler and Prothonotary warbler, and the list goes on. And they're, of course, in breeding plumage now. In fall, they won't be. They're a lot more dull in fall. So people really want to see warblers in breeding plumage, and they're singing, which helps people find them. And in a good day, you could see 20 or 25 different species of warblers in a place like White Clay Creek State Park. You've got to spend a lot of time looking at the tops of trees. There are small birds that tend to be high up in the trees, and sometimes they can be hard to find. But that's I think, the focus of spring migration. At least what gets people excited are the warblers.
Well, let's transition then to Birdathon. The Delaware Ornithological Society is holding its 18th annual Delaware Birdathon fundraiser from May 4th through the 12th. And you're holding it in support of habitat preservation and conservation. And I want to come back to that piece here in just a bit. But can you unpack Birdathon a bit for us then, and just how it works, and what we need to know about this year's Birdathon?
Sure. So Birdathon works like many other a-thons, like a walk-a-thon or run-a-thon. That you basically, if you want to participate as a participant, you generally form a team, get three or four other birders to join you, and then you go out and get sponsors. And the original idea was, you would pledge a certain amount per bird. And so a really good team could see between 75 and 125 species in a day. So you might pledge 10 cents or 25 cents a bird, something like that. And then the team would go out on one day, and they have 24 hours, and they would try to see as many species as they could. And when they were done, they'd tell you how many species they saw, and then you would make your donation. To be honest, the way it's sort of evolved is most people just make a flat donation to Birdathon in support of a team, because the teams do compete with each other to see who can raise the most money and who can see the most species. But most of the donations we get now are 25, 50, 100, up to $10,000. So that's generally how it works. And just want to put a little plug in. I am the president of the Delaware Ornithological Society. We're a small volunteer organization with an ambitious agenda, and we could really use your support. If you go to our website, which is dosbirds.org, there's a lot of information about what we do, and we would really love to get more support, because that really helps us with our conservation agenda, the larger an organization that we are.
Well, then that piece about habitat preservation and conservation, and why you hold Birdathon in the first place. I'm curious, given climate change and the human industrial impact on birds here, can you give us an idea of just how important preservation and conservation efforts are when it comes to birds and their environment?
Yeah, sure. Again, just point out that over the 18 years, Birdathon has raised about $750,000 and
Wow.
preserved almost 3,000 acres of habitat. And I, even before I became really involved with the Delaware Ornithological Society, I gave a lot of money to Birdathon because I like events where the money goes to buying land. Because once you've bought land and you've permanently preserved it, that's something you know will persist into future generations. You know, if you contribute to other sorts of lobbying efforts or passing laws or things, you just never know whether that's going to be permanent. But these lands that we've helped purchase are permanently preserved habitat. And of course, not just for birds, but for all the organisms on those habitats. So we've tried to focus on critical habitats. So the early years of the Birdathon really focused on the endangered red knot, a shorebird that comes through Delaware in May and feeds on horseshoe crab eggs. And the particular area that was important to them was Missipillion Harbor. About 4 years ago, we completed the purchase of all the shoreline at Missipillion Harbor, so that's now permanently protected forever. And so these lands are really important. You know, you look at the amount of development that's happened in Delaware, and just even the last 5 years, you know, I think Sussex County is adding 50,000 homes a year or something like that. And in fact, this year's Birdathon, we're working with the Sussex Land Trust on an 88-acre parcel of land in Lewis, which is literally the last piece of open land for sale in Lewis, at least on the east side of Route 1. So it's the Nature Conservancy is another organization I've supported a lot. They do the same thing. They buy land and then they manage it. And like I say, I feel like that's a permanent, tangible contribution.
Thanks to Delaware Ornithological Society President Michael Moore and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, Arts Playlist, where we meet this year's Delaware Division of the Arts Master Fellow Award winner, Mark Haggerty. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.